Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, what you need to know is that the leaders of the college football playoff have issued an ultimatum to the Rose Bowl this week.
I saw that.
Dun, dun, dun. They've given them a deadline of Wednesday to determine whether the CFP can expand in time for the start of the 2024 regular season. Mm-hmm. And if the Rose Bowl cannot agree to the terms, it's possible that it could be excluded from the New Year's Six Bowl rotation in the next contract. And if the CFP doesn't expand in time for the 2024 season, it will lose roughly $450 million in potential gross revenue. So there's all kinds of pressure for them to make a decision this week.
Yeah, look, the Rose Bowl finds itself in a really tough spot because you're going to end up being like, if you don't play along, and the college football playoff has said, actually, let me back up. The Rose Bowl wants its traditional New Year's Day slot at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's what they want. They want it guaranteed. And the college football playoff has said, and the committee has said, hey, look, we'll do everything in our power to make that happen as many times as we can, but we can't guarantee it every year just based on the rotation of what we're trying to do. Like, we will try our best to accommodate that, and we probably can accommodate it most years, but we can't guarantee it's going to be every year.
Why not?
Because of the rotation of the semifinals, dude.
Well, no, explain that, though, because what I'm saying is that if I'm the Rose Bowl, my whole point is, this is what we want. Do we have enough importance to you, college football playoff? If so, then just schedule it this way, and then everybody always knows we play on this day at this time and work around
it. I understand, but if the semifinal, yeah, like this year it's New Year's Eve.
Okay.
If it's on New Year's Day and it's not the Rose Bowl, like you gotta still play those semifinals in the time slots that you were going to play them in because you have TV contracts you have to honor. So that means in that potential scenario, which isn't every year, but it's going to happen at least a couple of times in a 12-year deal or whatever they're trying to sign, then that means, hey, man, there's going to be a couple years we can't guarantee that.
Who do you think has the leverage right now?
Oh, the college football. I mean, look, the Rose Bowl can walk away if they want, but then they're going to end up with, like, I don't know, like the second or third best Pac-12 or Big Ten team. Like, they're not going to end up with what they traditionally get.
I wonder if the Rose Bowl thinks that they are the ones who have the leverage.
They might, but I would say they're sorely mistaken.
Well, the college football playoff wants to start sooner rather than later, right?
They're trying to get it. Okay, the expansion of 12 teams is supposed to start in 2026. But if they get all this stuff done here by a certain deadline, here over the next couple of weeks, I presume, then they can start it as soon as 2024, which means they can get bigger money from ESPN. ESPN can then farm out the rights to other games, whether it's the quarterfinals or the semifinals or one of the semifinals, to like Fox or CBS or NBC or whatever. It's very similar to the Big Ten rights, for example, where Fox owns, this is super inside baseball, but Fox Sports owns, I believe, 51% of the Big Ten network. So they actually are the ones at the table that negotiate the Big Ten rights, even though they are a rights holder. So ESPN would be in a similar position with the college football playoff as a whole, even when it expands to 12.
Yeah. If I were the CEO of the Rose Bowl, I'd be doing exactly what he or she is doing, which is, hey, if you guys want us and you guys want to start sooner, we're in. But here's what we want from you guys.
What?
We want to be on this day at this time.
But we can't guarantee it, bro.
Well, I mean, listen, that's what negotiations are for.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is they can't change the calendar. It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm
saying?
There's
only so many days in a year.
Right. The January 1st is going to be the semifinal on a year where probably the Rose Bowl does not have the semifinal. Like, that's going to happen because they can't change the sun and the way the moon works and the rotation of the planets.
Are you sure about that, George?
Mercury is in retrograde, by the way.
I don't know about that, George. This is the college football playoff we're talking about here.
I'm just telling you, if there's anything they can't do that money cannot change is the way the days work in the calendar.
you, sir, should set up an appointment with the Rose Bowl, walk in, explain it to them, and say, hey, I'm sure, hustle up.
I'm sure they have been explained that to them, and they just have stayed steadfast in their position. Speaking of being steadfast in their position, here's another what you need to know. Did you see this dude who climbed the Ritz-Carlton next door to us this morning?
Oh, my God, man.
I'm watching it on the news now. I got an email from the company, and you would get one too, Cappy, if you have an email, an ESPN email.
He doesn't.
I don't. Why don't I?
But I got an email and a text from our ESPN security, like, hey, don't come to the office right now because the garages are closed because there's a dude scaling the Ritz-Carlton.
It takes a lot of guts, man. What was he? What kind of equipment was he using?
I don't know, man. I'm watching it now.
No. But does he have like suction cup gloves or something?
I don't know. What is it? Maybe Spider-Man. What do I know? You know what I mean?
But I don't know.
I'm watching it right here. He's literally scaling with nothing. Yeah, Laura's right. This dude is crazy.
You watching a replay from earlier?
It's on the news right now.
Yeah, but is this from earlier in the day or is this happening now?
No, that was from like 9 a.m., bro.
It happened this morning, and we all found out about it then because ESPN sent us a bunch of alerts and then they kept sending us updates on the guy.
Yeah.
Everything is safe now, people. Yeah. You can come back to the office.
Can you can put up the TV? It's on Fox 11 right now. I'd love to hear what they're saying. Or even if we get, I don't know. Whatever. It's on ABC 7, I guess. Find it. Put on ABC 7 in there. And if they put it on, let me know. I want to hear what they say about this thing because this was insane.
Wow. I'm just looking at it now too. Of course I'm on a delay.
Yeah.
Damn.
He was an activist.
You're like so surprised, Cap.
Well, I hadn't seen how he got up there. That's why I was asking what kind of equipment did he have, and there's like this sort of laddery sort of lighting arts thing on the side of the building, and he's climbing up that thing, right?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We're trying to pull it up on TV, but there's just nothing but a black screen.
I'm watching the reporter, Haley Winslow, in downtown L.A. She's right in the courtyard there at L.A. Live, and then they're scanning up to the building.
So the man was arrested for climbing almost to the top of the 54-story Ritz-Carlton right next to us here in downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. The man was reported climbing the hotel condo tower shortly before 9 a.m. I guess somebody in the building, because that's also part residencies, too, and also obviously a hotel. Right. People were like seeing him climb and like somebody called.
There's a guy outside my window, dude.
Yeah, and you know, probably they assumed...
Greg has a video, too, on Twitter.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. He probably assumed initially that it was just like a cleaner, right? Like, you know how they clean the windows, but then they realized, oh, that's not a guy cleaning the window.
No, there's no harness there. There's nothing. Yeah.
I walk around naked all the time. I never see anybody outside. Like, nobody's going to see me. And then all of a sudden, there's a dude right outside your place. And you're like, what's up, man?
Yeah. And so he was, whatever. So he climbed all the way up to the top.
Wow, I'm using a ton of bandwidth right now on my computer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching this live on my computer. I got our YouTube channel up on my computer. I got our software that we're using to broadcast on YouTube. I mean, I am using a ton of bandwidth here today, George.
You know, Cap, you should probably get in on that whole tabs thing we've been telling you about instead of multiple windows.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got windows open everywhere.
Yeah, why do you open windows and not tabs?
I don't know. I like windows.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but tabs is so much easier.
You know, maybe I'll give it a try. I'm actually, you know, I can be a little hard to change.
Yeah, I can be a little stubborn at times. Oh, yeah. I've never heard of that before.
I've been trying out a new pillow system to sleep with recently, the last 2 days.
Yeah. By the way, do you want to know what that guy's bail was when he was arrested?
Tell me.
Take a guess.
$100,000.
No, way too high. Laura, take a guess.
Like $10,000.
Lindsay?
$5,000.
$1,000.
Come on.
Yeah. That's what it says here in the story.
My rent is higher than that. Sad.
He was charged misdemeanor and his bail was set at $1,000.
Anybody bail him out yet?
I mean, probably.
Sure.
What was the political statement he was trying to make?
He was like an anti-abortion person.
Anti-abortion?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have to get into that. But anyway, it's $1,000. But anyway, go ahead. That's what was your thing? Your pillow? What are you doing with your pillows?
Whatever. All I'm saying is I'm tough to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
You know, right now I'm going through a new pillow system that I'm trying to sleep with to alleviate some of the pressure from my shoulder pain. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, coming up next, Cappy.
Yeah.
ESPN came out with its top 25 under 25 in the NFL, ranking the best 24-year-olds or younger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to guess, like, the top... I want to see how many you get, all right? Okay. I'm going to give you, like, 5 guesses and see how many you get in the top 25. You ready to do that?
I'm ready.
Because there's some guys here from Southern California on this list, so... All right, we'll do that coming up. Stick around, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You got to feel it when it's the time.
Do you know who sings this song?
Is it Kendrick Lamar?
Well, I just said that, but I mean, who's the female voice?
I don't know. You saying Kendrick Lamar helped me know that it was Kendrick Lamar.
Right, but the female voice is someone you've mentioned before.
All right, let me hear her.
I mean, it's still Kendrick, obviously.
Yeah, I don't hear a female, George.
Just wait. We'll get there. Are we done with the female part? Does Chris not have... I mean, she was on in the beginning. We heard her.
It might be done.
Here we go. Oh, he cut it out. Yeah, he cut it out. Can you just play the song, Laura, off your, another version of this song?
Yeah, I can. And I think Lindsay was right.
What?
About the Jackie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I played it.
Chris said Jackie Robertson.
Wow, that's weird for Chris, of all people.
I know. Maybe he's just having a long day.
I didn't hear it, so I didn't have my headphones on yet.
I didn't hear them say Jackie Robertson.
We just played it back.
No, listen, we believe you if you both say yes. Come on, Christopher.
Do better.
Yeah. Hashtag.
I love saying do better. I hated that phrase at first.
Yeah.
Mostly because everybody was saying it to me.
No, oh, that's he did Robinson. Say, I mean, it's close.
That's what I said. I was like, it kind of sounds on the Robertson side.
It was close. There, that person. Do you know who that person is, Cappy? You've mentioned her before.
Is it Rihanna?
No.
Oh, man.
You is mentioned it, you've listened to her with your daughter.
Oh, is it Taylor Swift?
No.
Is it Dead Meow 5?
No, that's a man.
Is it SZA?
There!
No go. Way.
You Googled it?
No, I swear to God.
I bet Julia told you because she just walked by.
No. But George gave me the hint.
Yeah, you've talked about it with Julia before.
Yeah, SZA.
Yeah.
Is it, how do you spell SZA?
S-Z-A.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, so hell yeah. ESPN has released its top 25 under 25, 24 years or younger. Mm-hmm. Give me some football music here. I want to. Cappy loves to talk football.
Mm-hmm.
It is football season.
I even like talking about football.
Yes. There you go. There's the sounds right there of football for you. Top 25 players under 25, Cappy. Mm-hmm. You got to give me some names. Give me the top 25 players. All right?
Yeah.
Under the age of 25. So that means they cannot be 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is hard because I'm not sure I know everybody's age in the NFL. Okay, I started thinking about it during the commercial break.
Yeah.
Is Jalen Ramsey in there?
No. I don't believe he's not under 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Nick Bosa in this group?
Nick Bosa also not in this group, no.
Not under 25, huh?
Don't believe so. Yeah, I want to double check on that, but yeah, nope.
Derwin James.
Nope.
Is that because these guys aren't in
the
top? Yeah,
you forget it. Let me just do this for you.
Well, wait a second. I got some other guesses. Hold on a second.
When I was reading through it, too, I was like, dang, like, these guys are older than I thought. Like, the other guys that I thought would be on the list are older than I thought.
Yes.
How about, like, Justin Jefferson? Is that the guy's
Justin
name?
Jefferson on the list. He is number two on the list,
okay.
Actually.
And then there's that receiver with Cincinnati, Chase. Is it Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase is number three on the list.
Okay. See, I'm going to get a couple here. And then... There's got to be a quarterback out there. So yeah. How old's Lamar Jackson? How old is he?
He's older than 25.
Too old.
All right. How about Justin Fields?
Justin Fields? No. Yeah. No, he's not on the list.
How about Justin Herbert?
Herbert is number five on the list.
All right. So I've made a little bit of a recovery here.
There you go. Justin Herbert, number one was Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Mm. Justin Herbert should be higher than those two receivers, though.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious? You're going to tell me the receivers are more important than the than him as a quarterback?
I didn't say more important.
Or even better.
Well, I'm just, I mean, this is now, we're going to get into a whole thing about, you know, are these two guys better receivers than he is a quarterback?
And I would say the answer to that is no.
Yeah, I don't know how we quantify it necessarily.
I mean, he has 88 touchdowns through 2 years and, you know, what, 2 years, what have they played now? How many games? They've played, what?
10, 11 games.
11 games. Yeah. So let's call it 2 2/3 seasons, mm-hmm. right? He has 88 touchdowns. Only Dan Marino has more than that.
Okay, that's good.
He needs 11 touchdowns to pass Dan Marino for most touchdowns in the first 3 seasons of a career.
Yeah, he's had a really good start to his career. Yeah. Really good.
Right. So, you know, and he's been really clutch if you look at kind of what they've been able to accomplish recently.
Really? Because let me just ask you this question.
Yeah.
He's started for the Chargers for 2-plus years now, right?
Right, they have 10 fourth-quarter comebacks in his career in 2-plus seasons.
And how many playoff appearances?
They have none, but that's not all his fault.
I'm not saying it is all his fault. Just saying that quarterbacks are judged based on what they do in the postseason. I mean, Matthew Stafford, if we looked at his first couple of years, we'd be like, wow, he's a good player.
Right, but actually Matthew Stafford proves my point that if you actually play on a team that's healthy and good, that you will, and you're a good quarterback, you're going to be successful. You're going to have success. You'll have team success.
Justin Herbert is a really, really good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
It's just he's unfortunately stuck on a team.
Yeah.
That is has always been and is likely always going to be a team that finds a way to fall apart.
The Chargers, I mean, yes and no, because the Chargers this season, when trailing by 10-plus points, by more than double digits this year, are 4-3. That's the most wins in the NFL this year in that scenario. In the previous two seasons, 19, 20, and 21, they were 1-23 in those scenarios. This is no longer your cousin's Chargers.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It will always
can't
be
your dad's Chargers, but more like your cousins.
It will always
your older cousin.
As long as the ownership is the same, it will always be the same.
Okay.
And I beg you to please continue to promote them as being different. Continue to promote them as this is the year.
No, this is not the year. They're too hurt.
Well, I'm just saying. Just keep promoting how great they are.
Look how many guys.
They'll always break your heart.
They've missed Rashawn Slater, who's also on this list, by the way, of top 25 under 25.
Good player, but hurt, unfortunately.
Joey Bosa has missed 8 games. Slater's missed 8 games. Keenan Allen missed 7 games. Mm-hmm. J.C. Jackson's out for the year. He's already missed 6 games. And Mike Williams missed 3 games, and he's still not back.
Yeah, and that's what happens with this organization. Always.
Okay.
So it's the same deal.
But they're winning more games in those scenarios because they have an elite quarterback.
This is a team that lost to Jacksonville at home. They beat Houston.
I was there for it.
They beat Cleveland when Cleveland out-chargered the Chargers, and they beat the Broncos, who are one of the worst teams in football.
Right.
They lost to Seattle, who we know is not very good. Even the Atlanta Falcons found a way to give the game back to the Chargers. They lost to San Francisco and Kansas City. They don't really have any wins that are overly impressive.
I mean, they have 6 of them, though, don't they?
I mean, they beat the Raiders. Are the Raiders good?
I'm just saying, they have 6 wins, don't they?
Fair point.
They have 6 wins, and they've missed how many of their best players that I just mentioned?
Lots of them.
Yeah. Right, they got. I mean, like I'm talking about Pro Bowl caliber players. They're missing.
George, I'm with you. They went out and got this guy J.C. Jackson from New England. He was the star of their free agency in the offseason, and this guy didn't play for him.
Right,
Joey Bosa is an amazing player who has a hard time staying healthy.
He's phenomenal.
Khalil Mack, have you heard a lot of Khalil Mack so far?
He made a huge tackle in that game on Sunday against the Cardinals. I mean, a huge tackle on Kyler Murray to save the game.
Yeah, I mean, just hasn't been as impactful as you might think.
Well, he's also an older player, but he was supposed to play alongside Joey Bosa. When they were playing together, they looked pretty good.
Mm, I don't know.
I mean, you are always just going to...
That's right.
...figure out a way to just be negative about it.
Hater going
to
hate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I'm not shying away from being a hater.
Right. You're president of the Charger Hater Club.
Card-carrying member and founder of the Charger Hater Club.
But to sit here and say that they're not better without Justin Herbert is crazy. And by the way, maybe I'll make the case for Micah Parsons being a better player than him, but I am not in good faith saying that he's worse than Justin Jefferson as great as he is, or Jamar Chase as great as he is.
How about in bad faith? Will you do it in bad faith?
No, I would not do it in bad faith.
You won't do it in good faith, and you won't do it in bad faith.
No.
You gotta have faith, faith, faith.
I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Ah.
You watching this Dallas Golden State game?
Not at the moment. Actually, we don't. You know what? Can we get TNT on this TV? Oh, Greg left, right? There's no chance that's happening now.
I mean, we could, but that would require one of us leaving the studio for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
We'll get it. We'll
I mean,
get
it'd
it
be
on.
Nice to just get it on.
We'll get it on.
Yeah. I'm watching some basketball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the studio. So, you know, in this studio, it's the only studio radio sports radio station studio in America where you can't get sports.
I mean, you literally can't just change the channels, you know?
Right.
It's got to be
there's one TV that
back.
Has a DirecTV box, right. And it's behind the host chair.
Yes.
Why don't we fix that?
I mean, listen, man. I don't do logistics, too, okay?
Call an AV guy.
It's kind of like the guy who was saying to you, that Joe Cha guy, who was saying that Cappy needs an ESPN email, and he sent Chris a tweet, and Chris is like, I don't work in IT, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do need to get my email once
that's
and
up
for
to
all
you,
resolved.
Bro. Much like AD needs to demand the ball, you need to demand an email.
I know, but who call do I talk IT to? Support. Should I call Bob Iger directly?
How about you talk to your boss?
There's that, too.
She probably can help you.
She has tried desperately.
How many times have you asked her?
Like 3 times.
No way.
Strike 3, she's out.
I don't believe you've actually asked her 3 times.
Ask her.
I'll text her right now.
Text her. Okay. Let's find out what she says.
Okay. We'll find out on the other side because Radio Tinder is next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks, Christopher.
Oh, the king.
You know that he's from Cleveland, right?
There
first
we go.
One of the day. Cleveland alert.
I don't know if he's from there or if he's just a Cleveland fan, but like he definitely has a house there, and he's a big fan of the Browns and the Indians and the Cavs.
There you go.
I met him at
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, I met him at a Cavs game in like 2015, I think. Nice guy.
I always liked the way that he wore the like bikini bottom, you know, but pulled it up over his belly. Yeah.
Yep. You're right. You know? He did do that.
Because instead of like letting people know that you got a big old belly, you could almost make yourself look bigger and stronger by pulling up the bikini over your belly button. That's how I'd have to wrestle right now.
I love that you call it a bikini.
Yeah, what else do you call it?
It's a bikini. Speedo.
A Speedo? Is that what you guys call it?
Lindsay
yeah,
just
I think it's that's what I think it is, a Speedo. Yeah.
Mm. You know? I know, I call it a bikini.
Underpants.
A little weird, right?
Underpants.
I just put a new 3-pack in the back of my car.
Oh, God.
Yep, brand new ones, still in the packaging.
What happened to the other ones? Something happened that you needed to use them?
There's a lot of driving around back and forth between South L.A. and North L.A.
Please go to the doctor, Cap.
Seriously,
please.
Bro.
By the way.
Bro, I know. You're like, seriously. Like, do something, bro. Put a plug in there. I don't know.
Well, like that girl that got caught in the airport.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, my
what
goodness.
Girl that got caught in
this
the airport?
This combo has gone too far already.
Seriously? You didn't hear about that with the ashes? With the ex-boyfriend's ashes? I'll send you the link.
Ew.
It's like a story. Was it? Anyways, go on, Lindsay.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay, so anyway, the feud that none of us expected is between Canelo Alvarez versus Lionel Messi, and it's rumbling on days after Mexico's defeat by Argentina at the World Cup.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you probably know that Canelo was not happy after footage emerged of Messi appearing to brush his foot against a Mexico jersey, which was lying on the floor of the Argentina dressing room, as he and his teammates celebrated the win. Well, Canelo, Cap's BFF, or former BFF, tweeted, quote, he better pray to God that I don't find him. Just like I respect Argentina, he has to respect Mexico. I'm not talking about the country as a whole, just about the bull bleep that Messi pulled. Alvarez still hadn't calmed down by Monday night when he reacted to a post appearing to show Messi using a Mexico shirt as a floor mop. Canelo then, quote, tweeted that post with the abbreviation HDP, which stands for son of a bleep in Spanish. That post.
Yeah, he said, can I say it, Laura?
No.
Why?
Just let him say it,
no.
Laura.
Okay,
hold on.
Son of a
ready?
Bleep.
Hijo de.
Oh, I bleeped you. You should have just said it. Now
oh,
I can't do it.
Oh, you dumped it?
Yeah, but now I can't do it.
Oh, okay, but I could just say hijo de pe.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Lame.
Hijo de pe.
So, yeah.
Cappy, hijo de pe.
Lame.
Canelo quote tweeted that of this photo, but guess what?
Yeah.
Turns out that the post featured an image which, at a glance, looked to be like it was from Messi's Instagram story, but it was actually fake, and it was not from Messi's official account. So Canelo and one George Sedano got duped by said message, because George sent this to me when I was like,
well,
I
sent it only because Canelo tweeted
about
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Canelo got duped.
Yeah.
But either way, the beginning with the whole, you know.
Right, he didn't really kick the jersey. He was taking his cleats off, and the jersey was on the floor.
Right.
Right.
So, did Canelo clearly overreact here? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
Yeah. I mean, I think he overreacted, and I think I'm curious to what Cappy thinks, since he used to be best friends with him.
I think Canelo, you're going to love this, George. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I think Canelo should check himself.
Oh, wow.
I really do. I really do.
El Cappy.
I mean, come on, Canelo. Really, bro? Like, the jersey's on the ground. I don't know why it's there. I don't know how it got there. I don't know what jersey it is. I don't know if they had it hanging up in the locker room. Who knows? But he did not, based on the video I saw, intentionally be disrespectful. It looks like he's going to take off his boots. That's what we call it in soccer. We don't call it cleats. We call it boots, those of us that are on the inside.
Yeah.
He went to take off his boots, and the Mexico jersey was down there by his feet, and it got touched. I mean, Canelo, I love that you represent Mexico. I do.
You do?
I do. Mi amor. But, dude, I'm telling you right now, this is childish. Check yourself, bro.
Okay, bro.
In fact, let me change that.
Oh, geez.
Check yourself, bruh.
You're such an idiot.
Seriously.
No.
Seriously, it's true.
All right, next one. So, rapper Drake, apparently he knows the way to a man's heart is through the bathroom, which is how Cappy feels, at least. That's why he gifted his good friend DJ Khaled with a set of high-end toilets.
We the best music.
Yep. In a new Instagram post, DJ Khaled thanked Drake enthusiastically about the gift, writing, quote, "My brother Drake just bought me and my family about 4 big toilet bowls. This is called a Toto toilet bowl.
Oh,
I'm not even joking, Drake.
The best.
We've been wanting this. Me and my queen been talking about getting Totos for the whole house."
Oh, yeah.
So since you know what this is, Cappy, and I've heard Ramona talk about it, do you have a fancy toilet or bidet in your house?
So my queen has one in her master bathroom, and I love to sit on this thing, push the buttons, rotate back and forward, and really just get cleaned out. It just feels so freaking good, man.
You're girls, bro.
Unbelievable how good it feels. And so the fact that that DJ Khaled received these 4 Totos from Drake.
Totos. I love that you call them Totos.
Yeah, that's a wonderful gift. That is the gift of a clean tuchus. I'll tell you that right now.
So why don't you have one in your house yet, Cap?
So my father, I've told you he's like the cheapest guy on the planet, and I'm learning that I'm like the second cheapest guy on the planet.
Right.
My father bought like a 20. No, no. Let me check that. My father told me to buy, and then I bought like a $29 like thing on Amazon, and my father installed it. Doesn't work.
Oh,
no,
like
good.
The little attachment?
Yeah.
My old roommate had one of those, and he thought it was really cool, but.
Yeah. Totos are amazing.
You got to dish out the money and just get the Toto cap.
I know, but Drake, my brother, if you're listening right now, your Hebrew brother right here, I could use 4 of them myself. And DJ Khaled, if I can't get them from Drake, you mind if I stop by and clean up?
Sedano, what about you? Do you have a Toto?
I don't have a Toto. but it sounds fascinating. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you can afford that kind of luxury stuff, man, take whatever you... I'm a big believer in quality of life, okay? And whatever helps your quality of life, whatever that is, okay? Do you, bro. You know what I mean? I'm in on that.
Rachel's got one, dude, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I read somewhere that like the United States is one of like the only countries in the whole world that uses toilet paper and everyone else uses bidets.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true.
It might
remember,
be.
Remember back in the old days that there would be a separate bidet. I remember when my aunt and uncle moved into a new house. I was like, what's that? Like, is that like a sink or something next to your toilet? And they're like, it's a bidet. And I was like, I would never use something like that. And now.
Big toilet paper keeping us down.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Not letting us have bidets. Linz, do you have one more? Because I have something I wanted to ask Cappy.
So. Well, I could save it for Big Deal or No Deal if you'd like to.
All right, Cappy, I've got one.
Okay.
Adam Schefter has just tweeted that the Chargers-Dolphins game on December 11th has been flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Great. It's an awesome game.
Swipe right or swipe left. You go to the game with me.
Are you calling it?
No.
You just want to go to it.
We'd go to the game.
Okay, what's the December 11th is a Sunday
night, I just said.
Yeah, no, I just had to do my calendar for a second, even though you said
great. He got to take a strike, Joe. Yeah. That's what he means.
No. Sunday night, December 11th. Weren't we also talking about going to the Rams-Raiders on December 9th?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make that, though.
So you'd rather go to Chargers-Dolphins. I understand why.
Yeah, I'd much rather go to see a Chargers-Dolphins game. First of all, it's a competitive game. Let's start with that part of the equation. And I don't think I've seen a Dolphins game in like 15 years, to be honest with you.
And I love Tua. Tua is like one of my favorite players in the NFL.
And there you go. We could be on the same side for once.
Okay, good. If you will swear.
But if the Chargers win, I can still have some fun with you.
Yes, but you need to be wearing Dolphin gear, and I'm wearing Dolphin gear.
I don't really own Dolphin gear.
I don't either. Let's get some.
Hey, King.
Let's get some, dude.
I mean, I guess we could get some.
Let's get some Dolphin gear and represent.
I got a helmet, a Dolphins helmet that the TV building gave me a long time ago.
I want you to have a Dolphin jersey that says Sedano on the back. I'm going to have one that says Cap on the back, and we're going to walk together the entire stadium saying Sedano and Cap. We're here to root on the Dolphins.
We should just like walk around the stadium going, bah, ba da ba.
Yeah.
Beep, ba da boop,
ba da beep, pick a doo,
da da da.
Yeah. I'll bring my megaphone.
Now, there you go. Will they let you the megaphone in?
I don't know.
I don't want them to steal the megaphone from you.
No, me neither. I don't want to have to leave it with anybody.
Yeah. Now, where should we sit? Do we get like the club level on the 100?
No.
Or we get like the 200?
No, George, I'm a suite snob. You know that. We're going to the suite.
Who has a suite that you know?
A lot of people.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
By a lot of people, how many people are you actually talking about?
One, actually. Mm. Just one. Yeah, a lot of people.
So you think that one person will let us go to their suite?
Yes, I do. In my heart of heart, I do believe that.
Okay. All right, well, let me know.
I got to go suites.
Okay, if that's the case, then we'll go.
How's your karate skills?
Why? Do I need to fight somebody?
Well, you know, I'm Charger hater number one. You know, I walk into that place.
Yeah, but in the suites, like, you don't have to worry about that in the suites. No, but I'm going up an elevator.
Still, I mean, I just need to have some protection around me.
It's fine. You'll be fine.
I mean, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Practice a little bit. Stretch out.
Yeah, I need to stretch, that's for sure.
I mean, just in case you got to roundhouse somebody.
Yeah. I wear like my like Lululemon or Fabletics sweat, so that way if I had to kick somebody in the head, I can kick somebody in the head.
Yeah.
Probably won't go over so well, right? ESPN broadcaster kicks somebody in the head, arrested.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Separate ESPN broadcaster piles on when the other dude's on the ground.
Yeah.
That's me.
While wearing Lululemon.
Right.
No, I'm wearing I'd be the one in jail
with Lululemon.
I'm wearing Vioris.
Yeah. All right, so we'll figure this out. All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day. At 5:30, Jason. Coming up next, Mike Trudell. Text Trudell. Tell him he's coming up next. I mean, he knows, but just text him anyway. We're going to talk Lakers with him and World Cup. Because, you know, Mike Trudell, for those of you who don't know, even though he's your favorite sideline reporter, as he should be, he also was a Division I soccer player. So, there you go. And, of course, Radio Tinder is brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available at all the fine stores and restaurants. Go to their website, tequilamandala.com, to find out where and when you can drink it. And follow their journey on social media at Tequila Mandala on their social channels. All right, Trudell is next.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, Chris had a rough day because Randy Newman's birthday was yesterday, I thought.
And he just said final segment. Maybe this was intended for yesterday.
It was.
He was. And it slid in today by accident.
You guys want to know probably why he played it?
Why?
Because I deleted it yesterday to do Million Dollar Monday.
Oh. And probably he just realized it was deleted, so he threw it in there not knowing that it was this specific.
I mean, there's another one.
I mean, Chris had a slip today. I mean, maybe Jackie Robinson. Maybe he called him Jackie Robertson. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of sus stuff going on.
What's he going to do next? Call Jack Nicholson, Jack Nicholas?
Yeah, let's hear the real one, what the real one was. Ooh, Dolly. I saw Dolly's going to be in something new coming up. Where did I see that recently?
She's always in stuff. She has like a movie and like a docu-series and a documentary. But that's a great movie and a great song.
How old is Dolly Parton? How old is she now? Anybody know?
Oh my God, she's got to be in her 70s for sure.
She is. Look, I thought it was her birthday, but it's not. She's opening Dollyville. That's probably what you saw.
I did see that. That's exactly what I saw.
What's Dollyville?
What does it sound like to you?
Exactly.
I thought it already existed, to be honest.
Yeah, man. She's 76. Like a house somewhere and just got like a museum to Dolly Parton? Like, what is that?
Dolly Center in Nashville, which is like Dollyville because Dollyville apparently already exists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, and she also got $100 million from Jeff Bezos as a gift for charity because
she's got a new Christmas movie.
She's got all kinds of stuff going on.
That's what it is. That's what I saw.
Oh, she's hosting New Year's Eve with Miley Cyrus too.
There it is.
No way.
She's all over the place.
Yeah.
Where's that on?
Probably
like Amazon or something.
Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah.
I love Miley Cyrus.
Which means you'll have a hard time finding it.
I don't know. Party in the USA, dude.
Yeah. No, only because you don't know how to find anything.
Well, yeah, but if I can find Amazon.
Well, on your remote, you can just tell your remote Amazon. Right. You can Amazon.
ESPN. TNT.
Yeah.
That's why I got to this game right now that I'm watching.
By the way, one of my buddies just texted me. He says he only goes to games and suites. What a snob.
Yeah. I'm
He's like, and then he added, what happened to the man of the people?
Well, in this case, the man of the people is a man of the suite people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounding like Ireland and Mason all of a sudden. Well, maybe not Mason. More like Ireland. You know, the ivory gates.
I mean, I told Mason, I said, dude, let me tell you something. You really screwed up big time buying those PSLs and buying those seats that you bought at the Rams. You screwed up big time because I go to the 710 suite and, dude, it's on.
Right.
So.
Like Donkey Kong?
Like the break of dawn.
My wife just texted me. I don't know what my son had for dinner today.
Hi, Kelly.
My son ate 5 chicken nuggets at 3 p.m., a bowl of popcorn at 4 p.m., a can of soup at 5 p.m., and now wants a grilled cheese sandwich for dinner.
Sounds fire.
Yeah.
Growing boy.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese sounds great.
56 pounds, that kid.
Yeah.
He's 4 years old.
You should get that app that tank. Ramona has that, like,
he's going to play left tackle.
You put all the stuff in about, like, when your kid eats and all that, and then you
know.
What kind of grilled cheese does he want? Does he want just regular grilled cheese, or you want bacon on it, tomato, a little avocado?
Just like toast.
How good does that sound, by the way? Cheese, bacon, avocado, tomato, all in a... Oh, damn, that sounds fire.
Yeah. What kind of cheese do you guys use on your grilled cheese?
A little, what's that, Vermont cheddar?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cappy, what about you?
A little sharp cheddar?
No, I'm more of a pepper jack guy.
Hmm. Pepper jack, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever had a grilled cheese with pepper jack cheese.
Oh, delish.
Laura, what about you?
By the way, I text Trudell, and he's not answering your calls, so Trudell may be banned from the show.
Oh, really?
I may pull a Mason and
like
just ban
one him. Strike ban.
Yeah. Supposed to be my friend. We're not.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I say ban them.
I actually feel like friends have less of a leeway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because especially friends who are media professionals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're booked at a certain time, then you put it in your phone, you set an alarm, and you show up on time. That's the way it goes. And especially knowing just, you know, I mean, how bitter you might be at somebody doing this to you.
Yeah.
And ban his ass.
It might happen. Might happen.
I mean, let me just say this. If he comes on within the next few moments, I'm anti-ban.
Okay.
But if he doesn't make it into the segment he was allotted, I'm pro-ban.
Right. If he calls in after, we're just going to tell him,
wrong, mother***!
Yeah.
All right, let's make a deal. You ready?
Yeah.
If he doesn't call in this segment, which is the segment that was dedicated to him, he gets no time. Now, if he calls in and it's late, we're like, okay, you want to hold on? Because he got in the allotted time.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't make it in this segment, we move on to what you need to know in the next segment. You got to ban him, George. I mean, I don't think you have to, but
permanent
made the declaration.
Ban or maybe a temporary ban?
Yeah, it's a suspension.
Okay.
It's a 5-minute major.
Okay.
It's a hockey term right there.
That is, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that about me.
Would you really only go to this Chargers-Dolphins game if it's in a suite?
Yeah.
Are you, like, afraid for your life in a game like that? Is that what really is the problem?
No, it's just I don't have that many Charger Hater Club cards right now, and I haven't made any new ones, and everybody's going to come up to me and go, dude, let me get one of those cards. Dude, let me... Because they're going to be all Dolphin fans there.
Right, I was just saying, we'll sit on the Dolphin side.
Well, the whole stadium's going to be the Dolphin side. It's going to be all Aquamarine. It's going to be all Tua jerseys. Tua and Marino. That's what you're going to see.
Oh, I wonder if I have a Marino jersey somewhere, like in a box somewhere.
Break it out. It's retro.
I don't. I bet you I don't, though. I have a signed Marino jersey somewhere. That's in like a storage, though.
What if I dress up for a Dolphins-Chargers game as Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
Oh, that would be hilarious, actually.
I bet you somebody at that game will do that.
Laces out, Dan!
You know, we should connect with Marino while he's here.
Ray Finkel?
Yeah, we should definitely connect with Marino.
Oh, I thought you meant Ray Finkel.
No, 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 real Dan Marino. We should definitely connect with Marino on the field before the game. My buddy Tom Garfinkel, who's the CEO.
Dude, you're like, you're pit guys, right? Like, you guys.
Dude, when Dan Marino sees me, George.
He brings it in.
Brings it in a big way.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
It's a big matchup, actually. Tua and Justin Herbert, they'll be, you know, the same draft class, drafted one after the other.
And listen, to move the game to Sunday Night Football, I don't know what the original game was on Sunday Night Football. It's probably like a Rams game or something.
What was the original game?
Yeah, Rams were playing the Raiders on Thursday night, so that's
not No, it wasn't that one. I don't know.
So we're not going to go to the Rams-Raiders. We're going to go to the Dolphins versus the Chargers. Sunday, December 11th.
Yeah, let's go to that.
All right. All right. Hold on.
During the week, you know how hard it is going to be getting in and out of Inglewood and like at the 405?
Yeah.
Like,
and plus,
that time, it's a headache. All like Sunday's at least easier. The traffic won't be as bad.
Who's going to go with me to Roscoe's after the game?
No, I'm going straight home, bro.
Come on. Fried chicken and waffles, baby.
I've never been there, Cap.
I mean, I would go to your Roscoe's before the game, maybe, but not after the game.
During the game, we're going to be eating in the suite slider burgers and hot dogs.
Are you sure? Like, have you texted this person, the sweet person?
Not yet. This idea just came to us, George.
Oh, well, then text them.
I thought the Chargers don't like you, Cap.
They don't.
Right. So text them because I actually want to go to the game. Right. And if you're not going to get the suite, I'll go and buy tickets.
Oh, God, I would never buy tickets.
I told you, didn't they tell you?
But I'll buy them.
Since you guys are going to go Sunday, I am back in because I will be home by then.
I will never buy tickets. I would never give them my money. Never.
Okay, but what if they're my money?
Yeah, if you buy the tickets, it's fine. I don't mind.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you buy the tickets for us, that's fine by me.
Well, no, Laura said you wouldn't buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Never. No chance. And by the way, George, I'm buying Roscoe's after because when we're at the stadium, you got to buy all the beers and the sodas and everything else because I won't give those people my money.
Yeah.
If you're in a suite.
By the way, apparently now Mateo's added strawberries to the list too.
Aww, right, well, he's throwing in a little bit of fruit. Yeah. Good for him.
And watching soccer on his iPad. He's watching the matches, apparently.
Is he watching a replay of the USA team?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what he's watching here. Hold on. All right. Oh, no, it's actually PSG. He's watching some old PSG match.
He's going to be a soccer player.
I love how he just watches old and random matches of every sport, not knowing.
Well, what does he know? He's 4 years old.
I know, that's
what
I love about it. I think it's great.
It's happening now. You don't know if it's live.
Yeah, he doesn't. He has no idea. Well, look, you know, I told you I was at this Bob Iger thing yesterday, and Bob said, like, hey, when I was away for the last couple of years, I spent a lot of time with my grandkids. He's like, they're just watching stuff on their mobile devices. They don't even know what channels are.
Right. And I loved one of the things that Bob Iger said yesterday, because it's true of any business, not just Disney. Like, your mindset has to be everything we do is driving revenue. And it doesn't mean that you're being greedy or selfish. It's just that's what business is about, profitability.
Did you watch?
I didn't watch.
I read something.
Yeah, I read a bunch of reviews.
I was going to say, you didn't get the invite, remember?
Well, no, because I don't have an ESPN email. Maybe, right. You know what I'm going to do?
Do you want me to give you like the ESPN help desk?
No. I don't want the help desk. It's like calling any other place like calling the airlines and waiting to try and get somebody on the phone.
Do you even know your Iger's office number? Because you need that.
Hold on. I know that.
Oh, good.
ESPN security.
Maybe I don't know it.
ESPN travel.
It's on your badge, bro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
ESPN technology. On that blue badge. Is that the one? ESPN
somebody
technology?
Give me Bob Iger's number.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, it is going to happen because his assistant will answer the phone. I'm going to say hi. How are you?
It's almost 6 o'clock. There's nobody.
No, but I'll call tomorrow morning. Hey, it's Scott. Listen, I'm a friend of Bob's. He's my uncle. Do me a favor, will you?
He's my uncle. You would have his number, bro.
Dude, I so use the he's my uncle line all the time. All the time.
And it works?
Yeah, like I'll call my doctor's office and I'll be like, hey, can I get an appointment? And
look,
like,
Beto Duran
will
go with me to the Chargers game if you want.
Well, that's nice.
He said
buy
just
tickets for him too. Buy four.
Yeah.
And then I call the doctors. I'm like, well, tell him it's Scott. He's my uncle. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll get you right in.
Yeah,
that works.
That's probably not. Here it is.
That works.
Disney IT support. Can I just text you this number?
I don't want IT support. I want email support.
But they're going to help you with your email, you dummy.
Send it to me.
I'm definitely not doing that. And
send
if
me
anyone
email.
Over there in Burbank is listening, I'm not the one saying any of that
Send
stuff.
Me the email address.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. What you need to know is next, all right?